Hi, and welcome to our latest Metrigy podcast. This is Erwin Lazar, Metrigy President and Principal Analyst. And with me today, I'm excited to be joined by my colleague, Beth Schultz, who's Vice President of Research and Principal Analyst. Today, we're going to talk about one of Metrigy's latest research areas, employee experience, and share some results of our first buyer-side study on how companies are implementing employee experience strategies and technologies. So Beth, let me go ahead and start with, tell us about the study, about the goals, and what the scope of the study was.
Yeah, well, I am excited to be able to share the results of this study too. As you mentioned, it is our first sort of foray into employee experience research. So I'm excited about that. With this research study, we had a few goals, and one of the primary goals was to sort of get a sense of what strategies and technologies companies were putting in place to address challenges due to the changing nature of the workplace. Of course, we all know the effect of the pandemic well enough with work from home and hybrid work. We also wanted to understand how IT and HR might better work together on optimizing employee experience. And then we also wanted to understand how collaboration tools fit into employee experience. For this study, which we conducted in the second quarter, we had 250 participants. They represented 10 countries, but really most of them were primarily headquartered in the U.S., A mean employee count was about 7,200. We did have some very small and some very large companies. Most fell in the mid-size range with about 250 to 2,500 employees. Our mean annual revenue was $397 million. And then participants were fairly evenly split between IT and HR, and we really thought that was important to get both sides of employee experience represented. Both the technology and more of the traditional strategy side. And then most of our participants are either involved in or solely responsible for employee experience decision making.
Excellent. So this is obviously a really important topic. You know, we're in this grand realignment of how people work and where they work, how they engage with one another. We've certainly seen here in the United States and elsewhere labor shortages that have driven what they call the great resignation of people, you know, moving on to different positions. So obviously ensuring that you have a high quality or highly engaged workforce is critical going forward. What did you learn about how companies are approaching employee experience and how are they dealing with it in the ever-changing workforce that we're living in now? Workplace, I should say.
Yeah, so we looked at this both from a strategic perspective and then from a technology perspective. And from a strategic perspective, we sort of approached the study with the basic idea or hypothesis that, the pandemic would definitely have spurred companies to reassess their employee experience strategies. And really, for the most part, that's what we found, right? More than half at about 52% did revise existing employee experience strategies. 26.6% launched brand new employee experience strategies due to the changing workforce dynamics, meaning they had no employee experience strategy previously. And then about 18% felt that their existing programs didn't need any updating. Didn't need any updating whatsoever. And then a very, very tiny percentage said that they actually launched new employee experience strategies during the pandemic, but not as a result of the pandemic. Then from a technology perspective, what we discovered, and we weren't surprised by this, but just about every company in this study is either already using employee experience applications or tools or platforms, or they were planning for adoption or were evaluating technologies. And as a percentage breakdown, that falls out to 46.4% have already adopted, 31% are planning adoption for this year, 14.4% have employee experience technologies on their roadmaps for next year or later, And then 7.6% are evaluating employee experience technologies. We learned a couple of other things around technology approach as well. For one thing, most companies are taking multiple approaches to employee experience technology. And by that, I mean there's kind of different ways you can go about getting employee experience management technologies. The first type is an employee experience management platform, and that's a sort of the kind of a suite of different types of functionalities brought together under, one umbrella. And you could have things like communications or engagement or learning or performance management. And about 64% of companies are using one of these employee experience management platforms. Almost as many, it's 60%, are also getting employee experience insights from within their applications, and primarily collaboration and productivity applications. And then about 30% are using best of breed applications. So they may be getting, a learning management system or career development outside of their platform, for example, or maybe they have social software or employee engagement software outside of a bigger platform.
Interesting. So it's definitely heartening to see companies recognizing that they need to invest in ensuring employee experience and that they're using the tools that are available to them in order to hopefully, make for a more engaged workforce. Are they when you look deeply into the tools that were being deployed, is it something that people typically deploy company-wide, or are there different roles, different personas, or so on that they deploy employee experience analytics and measurement tools into?
So we did find that most companies are deploying company-wide. And by that, I mean both to the knowledge workers, so those desk-bound workers, as well as to their frontline workers, whether those folks are sitting within a contact center or in front of a contact center screen, I should say, or out in the field, whether they're retail clerks or field service workers or repair personnel or delivery drivers, whatever they may be. And then, so, and actually, more companies, about 86.5% of companies are using employee experience for those frontline workers versus a slightly fewer percentage, 78.8% for knowledge workers. And then of those that are using employee experience management tools, almost two-thirds are using the same tools for both sets of workers. And then what we found around personas is that less than a third are actually applying those tools by persona. Many more so 62.2% are applying employee experience universally. But interestingly, we found that among our success group, there's a better success correlation for applying tools by persona versus universally. 38% of the success group applies by persona versus 27% of the non-success group.
And how do you define that success group?
Okay, so to define the success group, we looked at four measures, and there's many, many ways to go about measuring the success of an employee experience strategy, but we looked at four measures. The first was to increase revenue growth. The second was cost reduction. The third was employee satisfaction, and then the fourth was employee retention. We asked companies to tell us whether they do in fact measure these things, and then looked at the mean in any company that performed above the mean in two or more of those categories was placed in our success group.
Excellent. So as you look at how companies are approaching employee experience and the investments they're making in technologies, how do they measure their success? What do they look at as the primary goals for the strategies that they're developing and implementing?
Well, we did ask our survey participants to rate their goals. We gave them 14 of the goals that we deemed as sort of the most important goals. And we asked them to look at them, rate them on whether they were vital, important, or not important at all. Six of those goals kind of bubbled up to the top in terms of the rated as vital by at least 50% of participants. And those top goals, the top goal was keeping employees informed about the company. And I can only imagine that's going to become even more important as we're going, you know, if as we're sort of looking at the economy and wondering what's happening with the economy. Facilitating training and education for career development is the second top goal. Establishing collaborative goal setting is the third goal. The fourth was providing a central repository for content and knowledge sharing. Fifth was fostering connectivity among employees. And then sixth is measuring employees' use of communications and collaboration or productivity apps to guide improved productivity.
Excellent. So definitely aligning with, you know, some of what we would expect to see in terms of making these investments to not only ensure that employees are able to communicate, collaborate wherever they are, and they feel like they're connected, but also hopefully, you know, that they're not frustrated with the environment that they're working under.
Absolutely.
So as one of the study goals, you mentioned wanting to gain an understanding of how collaboration technology fits into employee experience. What did you learn about how companies are leveraging their collaboration tools to, again, hopefully overcome some of the challenges that we've seen in the current workforce or workplace?
Yeah, so we asked a series of questions both around the collaboration apps themselves as well as the collaboration equipment that you know is obviously used in conjunction with those applications. What we found is that lots of companies, almost two-thirds today, are already tapping their collaboration applications, so you know, team collaboration, video meeting applications, and so forth for insights. And then, in terms of what they do with those insights, we found that most do provide data to managers, company leaders. And in that case, that data is presented in aggregate, so there's no personal information shared. And then, as well as directly to the employees themselves, and because that's on an individual basis, that data is personalized. In terms of most companies are doing all three, but we did see slightly higher percentages providing at the company leader and manager level than at the individual level. And then, in terms of the collaboration equipment, we found that 72% see webcams and video meeting room equipment important to the employee experience. And then, roughly half say that desktop video and professional headsets are important. And then, 41% already use or plan to use data from their collaboration equipment to determine employee engagement, and 43% are evaluating doing so.
And that's consistent with some of the research we did earlier in the year where we looked at interest in those higher quality devices, and the feedback we got was that companies are starting to see the value in that. So if you are, you know, unfortunately spending all day in meetings, if you have a higher quality experience from a sound perspective, from a video perspective, maybe it's a little bit less tiring, maybe it's a better quality of engagement for distributed workers. For at least from what we've seen on the collab specific research side.
Right, and as a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to get into employee experience research in the first place, because we did see that, you know, video fatigue, for example, is still very much persistent when we did our last Unified Communications and Management Endpoint study in the fall, right?
So, any final closing thoughts, recommendations for our audience as they think about how they evolve their employee experience strategy going forward?
Yeah, I wanted to share just kind of a little bit of information coming out of that success group that I mentioned. And it's because the success of an employee engagement or experience strategy, I really think kind of a lot of it rests on the employees themselves, right? If they're not going to be using those data insights, for example, and you know, reviewing them and moving forward, taking action based on them, then what good is it, right? So, one of the things we did find is that in our success group, almost every single one of the companies in our success group did put a formal adoption plan in place around employee experience technology. So that may, you know, that varied. Some did formal training, some do video tutorials, others just provide online documentation and, you know, allow easy way to share tips and tips and tricks, success stories, and then some use Show Me How software. And of course, some do all of those things. So definitely wrap employee adoption around an adoption plan around your employee experience strategy.
Kind of interesting to see companies not only investing in improving collaboration experiences to improve overall employee experience, but then leveraging those tools to, you know, to deal with, to share information, best practices, and so on.
Yeah, I mean, employee experience and collaboration definitely go hand in hand.
Yeah, excellent. So that's all the time we have for this week's episode. Please be sure to check back for new episodes coming out regularly on Metrigy.com, on our YouTube channel, and on your favorite podcast platform. And if you don't already, please follow us at Twitter, at Metrigy on Twitter, as well as on our LinkedIn and Facebook pages. Till next time, take care. Thank you.